now, homes with the inventory going down, the abundance of steals just isn't there. But I think still commercial and also vacant land, there really are some steals. What's your perspective on that, Tomarello?
Yeah, the blood in the streets right now is commercial and land. And commercials, you know, residentials, there's a lot of serendipity involved to getting stuff done. Commercial, like we have, we put a listing of ours pending this week, 10,000 square foot industrial building. And the guy found the building. It worked for him. He can afford it. The deal gets done, you know, as opposed to with commercial or with residential, you know, if my couch doesn't fit in the living room, the house doesn't get sold to where if, you know, and that's the commercial. I fit better into commercial than residential. When it comes to residential people, my wife or another girl in the office is who takes them out because I'm the investor land and commercial guy. And that's why commercial is so much different. And what you got to look for in commercial is you want to look for the There are some stuff built in the boom that does not work, will not ever work, and until we grow tremendously, because it was just like afterthoughts. Well, we can build something there. There's a piece of land there we can throw a strip mall on. And what you want is you want quality properties that have performed long-term that have a distressed owner, who the distressed owner bit off into what was going on and over-leveraged. Because those properties work, and there's some newer commercial properties that just don't work. And I mean, there's some stuff I see that people built in 06 because everybody said, well, impact fees are going to triple. You better build now. So everybody built now, and they built for what wasn't there. And they built where, you know, there's some land. I was commenting on a lot package that we're looking at, and I'm like, some of these lots have been vacant since the beginning of time, and there's probably a reason.
That's right.
You know?
Yep. So, all right, so what do you got?
I got, if you have a son or a daughter who's in the hair business, and you have $27,000 in your IRA, okay, I have 1,000 Lee Boulevard, Unit 205 in Lehigh Acres. This is a commercial condo. It's 272 square feet, but it's enough to get the job done. It's a commercial condo with a functioning business in it. Three stations and two wash sinks for $25,000, and you can purchase the equipment for additional $2,000. So, and if you should have a book of business. I don't know that much about this business yet, but the book of business should be there a little bit, and then if you build it up. But if you have $27,000 in the bank, you can own your own business here with the building.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
You know, we were talking last week about the frustration factor of, I mean, there are so many of these deals I'd like to just go out and buy myself, and it's like being a kid in a candy store, but, you know, limited capital and so on. But some of these are incredible, absolutely incredible. I've got a condo. It's a commercial condo, zone C5. This has 1,184 square feet. This is on Marco Island. I mean, there's not a lot of C5 space on Marco. So this is a C5 commercial condo with 1,184 square feet. So you can pretty much do what you want to do there. Price is $110,000. And it looks, this is a bank-owned property. Looks like they are hungry to sell it. They are willing to do 75% financing. This is just a steal on commercial property on Marco Island. You have something, Sandy?
A little bit different, but yeah. I've got a bank-owned industrial office warehouse. It's 23,921 square feet. Price per square is $67.93. Right now, it's got one tenant. The lease doesn't expire until 2013. The list price is $1,625,000.
And you said it's $67 a square.
$67.93 is what it's priced out at, which is considerably under, you know, what you'd have to build it for. But this one's in Bonita. It's, like I said, it is bank owned, so it's, you know, not that difficult to make happen. One tenant, the tenant's been in there for 5 years. Cap rate is over 13.3. It's a good opportunity for somebody. It's built in, 07. Let's see, 100% air conditioned offices and warehouse. So it's worth taking a look-see if, that meets the needs of your business or prospective business. You know, give us a call. Yeah. It's a great opportunity.
And give your name and number again.
Sandy Pasteur. My number is 239-595-0714. and or you can catch me at Prudential Florida Realty, either way.
It's amazing to see these prices when you break them out per square foot. I mean, you know, not only can't you duplicate them, but I mean, even the permitting and impact fees. I mean, I know what you were saying before, it's crazy.
You can even function against them. You can put money in and get a real live return.
It's isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
It's not an investment founded on a greater fool taking you out of it. You can actually put some money in it and get a good return. And, you know, if you're questioning whether you should do that or not, you should call your bank and see what they're going to pay on a CD. Right.
Exactly. And if you are running a business, this is another way to make money because it is going to appreciate. You're not going to be paying rent, and you will be building equity in this. So in 10 years or 5 years or 15 or however many years, you're going to have you'll see that you have another revenue source from the sale of that property, as opposed to if you were renting, you'd have nothing when the time comes to, you know, close down or sell your business.
We got a guy's member of the RE spoke at our last meeting, Jack Soloway, and Jack was looking at a building and he's like, I don't know whether I should lease it or buy it. And I was like, dude, in the RE, we have an APOD we send out. When you join, you get this spreadsheet on cash flow. It's common sense, simple math cash flow. And I was like, put the building in there, buy it with your treasure today, put the building in it and pay yourself the rent you're going to pay and see if you would accept that return. And he sent me a message on Facebook. Hey, dude, I got it under contract. So
good words from Jeff Tumbarello, the head of the Southwest Florida Real Estate Investment Association. So, it's an interesting time now, folks. All right, we're going to take a break and come right back. You are listening to Real Estate Best Buys.
Looking for tenants? You should know that the most important part of property management is qualifying tenants, yet many overlook this vital step in the process. Michael Lyons with Zivkovic & Associates Real Estate Services specializes in property management. In fact, he currently manages over 400 homes. He's a licensed real estate agent and also licensed as a condo association manager. Additionally, Michael is completely fluent in Spanish. Michael Lyons has resided in Southwest Florida his entire life and enjoys doing property management. If you need help managing your home or just want a tenant placed, call 239-560-6164. That's 239-560-6164. Or visit his website at www.swflpropertymanager.com. That's swflpropertymanager.com.
Has foreclosure gotten you down? Do you feel overwhelmed by financial problems? Maybe you just need some direction or guidance. Then let Mark L. Shapiro help you. Since 1992, Mark L. Shapiro and his staff have been dedicated in helping people with personal injury cases, foreclosure defense, short sales, as well as many other real estate matters. Visit us on the web at attorneyshapiro.com or call 649-8050. That's 649-8050. Mark L. Shapiro. Large enough to handle your legal needs, but small enough to care.
It's time to get back with Jeff and Jeff, the men with insight into today's Southwest Florida real estate market. It's Real Estate Best Buys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Best Buys, the place for real estate best buys, and you can always check us out on the web at realestatebestbuystoday.com. I think, Jeff, you've got one more commercial.
Yeah, I got a lower price point commercial condo built in 06 in Cape Coral, right off of Pine Island Road, which is it's a growing area. There's a lot of growth there, and, I mean, you've got big box stores now. It used to be Timbuktu 10 years ago, and now you've got Outback, Carrabba's, Target. It's a commercial condo, $53 a square foot, built in 06 on 413 Northeast Van Loon Lane. And what's cool about this is I believe there's only one left per the listing agent. There was a whole building not too long ago. And what's nice about this, your condo fees are $178 a month. So, I mean, it's a great price point. And if you were going to go rent an 1,100 square foot office, why wouldn't you buy this if you have the means? Because it's actually going to be cheaper. And, you know, cheaper to own it than to rent it.
It's amazing. Really is. And that is an important point, is the fees. I mean, sometimes the fees really can turn you upside down, but fees like that are...
We fell in love, and for Steelbridge Realty, we were thinking about buying this space until we found out the fees were $800 a quarter on one space. And we had another one we were ready to take down, and the electric bill, when we got the stuff of the electric bill, the way the building faces to the west, there's so many huge 12-foot windows that the electric bill is like $600 a month.
Crazy. Okay, I've got, actually, I'm going to jump a little bit here to condos on Marco. I have, it is just an unbelievable deal. And this comes from Donna Kittle, who's a top producing agent on Marco. She is with Coldwell Banker. And last week I was talking about a couple of her other condos. She's really turning out some interesting product here. This is a South Seas Tower building, which is the northwest corner, if you will, of Marco Island. Beachfront condo. Asking price is $249,900. Unbelievable. It's an approved short sale. Generally speaking, we don't really talk too much about short sales, other than if they are bank approved. This is bank approved at $249,900. It is furnished turnkey. 1,258 square feet of living space, two bedrooms, two bathrooms. It has relatively new kitchen, countertops, appliances, the dimmer-controlled lighting, a remodeled master bath with a beautiful walk-in shower. The list just goes on. And if you're familiar with Marco, the South Seas Towers are just, it's one of the best spots, being right at the, like I said, the north end of the beach. Again, South Seas Towers at 440 Seaview Court. List price $249,900. Sandy, I think you have a condo.
Yeah, I've got a couple of really good ones here too. This one is a bank owned in the Dunes, which is a fabulous community in Naples. This one is in the Grand Phoenician. It's listed at $778,000. It is decorator ready, a 3-3, almost 2,900 square feet. The views of the bay, the golf course, and the golf, absolutely gorgeous. And it's on the 8th floor. Great location, close to, of course, shoppings and beaches and all that good stuff. It's got impact windows on all the windows and doors. And it's, you know, this is a really, and the Dunes also has its own private beach club on the beach with a shuttle that takes you back and forth whenever you want to go. Phenomenal community pool there. It's truly a resort style pool.
Wow.
You can get an answer on an offer in 2 to 3 days. So this is a good, quick one for somebody that's looking for a beautiful place to come down and enjoy our Paradise Coast and, good opportunity.
And, you know, it's great to have you. I mean, having the woman's voice, I mean, you know, sometimes just the two guys talking, but it's really nice having a woman's voice, a woman's perspective. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. It's really...
It's fun.
I've learned from you two as well, so this is good.
All right. I have a condo on Marco, actually on the beach, at the other end of the beach. The previous one was at the north end. This is the south end of the beach. It's the building is the Belize in Cape Marco. I owned numerous units in there. I bought pre-construction years ago. The Belize is just spectacular. Like I said, it's at the very southwest tip of Marco, overlooking the Caxambas Pass and the Gulf of Mexico. This building, if the Belize is basically built if you think of just separate towers, I mean, it's all one building, but you've got, or stacks. And so you have units that are an 01 unit, an 02 unit, all the way to an 08 unit. The 01 units on the left side of the building, I absolutely love. I bought one. I kept it for a while. We used to put our family there. Just spectacular because it's the end of the building. And you also have a view. The 08s are nice as well, and I had one of those. But those are pretty much, I mean, you're looking straight out at open water, which is beautiful, but sometimes you lose your perspective of what you're even looking at. This, you had somewhat a view of, on the 01 units, you have a view of the Gulf, but you also see some of the 10,000 islands. It's just a great spot. This one is really a tremendous price for what is in the Belize. It is also the only 01 currently available. List price is $1,399,000, which really is pretty close to what they were pre-construction. And when we were buying them pre-construction, they were coming what they call designer ready, which didn't have any flooring. You still had to go in and pretty much, you know, paint and put in flooring and so on. So $1,399,000 for a Belize unit 401. I think it's time to take another break. And when we come back, hopefully we can get to some lots. I do think the real true steals are in vacant dirt. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. You are listening to Real Estate Best Buys. We will take a break and come right back.
In today's competitive real estate market, timing is everything. Steelbridge Realty LLC is a licensed real estate brokerage headquartered in Lee County that utilizes cutting-edge marketing techniques to offer solutions in today's market. Steelbridge Realty's group of professionals have decades of experience and have navigated through many business cycles. If you own real estate that you're thinking of selling, we would be happy to provide you with a free competitive market analysis. If you have any general questions about buying or selling land, residential or commercial real estate in Florida, call Steelbridge Realty at 239-567-9838. That's Steelbridge Realty at 239-567-9838. Or you can check us out on the web anytime, day or night, at www.lee-county-homes.com. That's www.lee-county-homes.com.
Hi, folks. Jeff Popick here. If you're looking to purchase a Best Buy in real estate, whether a home, condo, lot, or commercial property, you should know that it costs you nothing to have an insightful and experienced realtor work for you and represent you. I have been an active real estate investor spanning almost three decades and also have my real estate license to help other people achieve their goals too. My specialty is representing buyers on Marco Island and in Naples find real estate best buys. I'm Jeff Popick of Marco Island Realty, and I invite you to call me without any obligation to discuss how I can help you too. Call 239-450-3000 anytime to speak with me personally about how I can help you achieve your real estate goals. That's 239-450-3000.
It's time to get back with Jeff and Jeff, the men with insight into today's Southwest Florida real estate market. It's Real Estate Best Buys.
Good morning. You are listening, or maybe approaching good afternoon. You are listening to Real Estate Best Buys, the place for real estate best buys. We've been talking about some, I think, spectacular deals in homes, commercial, condos, both are in Lee County, Collier County, Marco. We have Sandy Pastore here talking about Naples properties. And now let's jump in a little bit to some of the vacant lots out there, which I think, again, are the real true steals. What do you have, Tumbarella?
I've got in Alva, 0.8 acres, which is river access, golf access in Alva. And if you don't know Alva, you got to check out Alva. It's cool. It's old Florida, oak trees, moss. And $89,900 for, you know, river. And there's basically 70 feet of water frontage on over three quarters of an acre.
Directly on the river.
You flow into the river, but it's there. I mean, it's right there, and you're talking $89,900.
Unbelievable. Sandy, you have...
And I thought I had the steal of the day, you know? This one, I mean, that one's probably gone before the show's over. This one maybe too. But this is 2.5 acres in Golden Gate Estates. It is bank-owned, which, you know, doesn't take long to get an answer, Which is a good thing. $15,800. And this is off of very close to Golden Gate Boulevard, not too far from Collier Boulevard. 2.5 acres, you know, what is it, $6,300 an acre? I mean, in Naples, it's like...
It's crazy.
It's a great opportunity to build, and, you know, it's not cleared or anything, but I think what a steal.
Let's the three of us go dump our change jugs in the machine, and we'll go ahead and take this
we'll
one
take
down.
This off the market.
We'll take this one down.
I'm excited. I got him excited. This is a good thing.
It's unreal.
Thing.
Well, on Marco, I've got one, pricing that I think I saw this kind of pricing when I first moved to Marco in 1994. And, again, this is an inland lot. On Marco, it's, you know, you're on Marco for $47,500. And like I said, this is mid-90s pricing. It's just unbelievable. We were talking during the break about the stock market and about the commodities market and how volatile they are. And that's fine if you are into that and you like living on the edge of your seat. But we're talking now in real estate about some real true fundamental value. And if you can float it, a property with income, or, you know, there's a variety of ways to come up with the fundamental value, but it we're there. So if, you know, either buy yourself a home and live in it, or buy some real estate and park some cash there, I just think it's the best place. What do you think, Tumbarella?
Well, I mean, when you look at some of these cheap lots, and you know what land represents is the herd's hope for the market. And at some point, you know, the pendulum.
You've got away with words.
Yeah, the pendulum swings from overly optimistic to overly pessimistic, and that's the market. And I love it because I talk to people and they tell me, but this time it's different. I'm like, okay, the pendulum's froze. For the first time in the history of mankind, it's going to stop now because you're having a bad day. And that's truly what it is. But, I mean, I can't think of a better place to multiply dollars, particularly if you're looking to park principal, than some of these lots. I mean, I was looking at Lehigh lots. You got lots trading for $2,000. If they go for $4,000 someday, you know, and you've got your cost in and out and your hold, so say $5,000. You doubled your money, and that from 2,000 to 5,000 isn't asking for 05 to come back in any day soon.
And in the meantime, you can grow tomatoes there.
Yeah, you can grow all the tomatoes you need.
That's right.
And it beats the 0.01 return you get at the bank.
Yeah, or buy a T-bill and for 30 years and lock that money up for that rate.
All right, you got another one?
Yeah, I got 27020 Flamingo Drive in Bonita. This is a bank-owned golf access lot for... bank owned golf access lot in Paradise Village for $49.9. So,
you know, what more can you say? You know, you give the price, you give the address, and what else is there to say?
Yeah.
You have another lot you want to talk
about?
Yeah,
this is just another quickie. This is 78.5. It is, again, in the estates. Great opportunity. It does have, it's surrounded by homes, it's on a street. You can build your dream home. It's 23% wetland, 77% upland. So you can build without special wetland permitting. It's another great opportunity. It's 2.27 acres.
Amazing. And, you know, construction costs also have become very reasonable compared to what they once were.
I'd like to throw one more in, and this one even has a house on it. It's 9901 St. Paul Road in North Fort Myers, Florida. I've walked this home. It's a very, very nice home with a pool on 5 acres, a 2,280-square-foot home built in 73. But it's a nice home. It's updated on 5 cleared acres with a pond. You could grow a lot of tomatoes on this acreage, and it's listed for $139,777.
So you buy the lot, you can grow tomatoes, and you get a house for free.
With a pool.
All right. With a pool.
I screened in one eye. I mean, it's a nice pool recently built.
Unbelievable. Okay, you are listening to Real Estate Best Buys. We have to take a break. We will be right back.
Perspective. Distributed free every other week at over 300 locations from Margo Island, Goodland, Isle of Capri, Naples, and Everglades City. Coastal Breeze News is a full-color newspaper with full-length feature stories and award-winning photography. Coastal Breeze News is about the people, places, and events you want to know about. Check out the full calendar of events, comprehensive classified section, and the ever-popular columnists. Winner of 14 awards of excellency from the Community Papers of Florida and member of the Florida Press Association. Coastal Breeze News is the perfect advertising medium to reach your customers. Coastal Breeze News is locally owned and operated, meaning your advertising dollars stay right here to grow this community. Coastal Breeze News, pick up a copy today for a fresh perspective and be sure to check out coastalbreezenews.com.
Hi folks, Jeff Popick here. If you're looking to purchase a Best Buy in real estate, whether a home, condo, lot, or commercial property, you should know that it costs you nothing to have an insightful and experienced realtor work for you and represent you. I have been an active real estate investor spanning almost 3 decades and also have my real estate license to help other people achieve their goals too. My specialty is representing buyers on Marco Island and in Naples find real estate best buys. I'm Jeff Popick of Marco Island Realty, and I invite you to call me without any obligation to discuss how I can help you too. Call 239-450-3000 anytime to speak with me personally about how I can help you achieve your real estate goals. That's 239-450-3000.
It's time to get back with Jeff and Jeff, the men with insight into today's Southwest Florida real estate market. It's Real Estate Best Buys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Best Buys. We've been talking today about some of the spectacular buys across Southwest Florida, Lee County, Collier County, Naples, Marco, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Bonita. There are still some buys out there, folks, and it's going to be a really interesting season. We're coming into season now. I've noticed the road's busier. The phones are busier.
The car carriers are here.
Yeah. So, you know, it was interesting. You had mentioned to me there's some trending and the cycle of some of this stuff. I mean, you analyze this so many different ways, but how you see where we are in the life, in the cycle of real estate.
Well, we're driven, one of our primary drivers is retirees, and the beauty is you've got the census numbers, so you can see how many people were born so many years ago, so how many people should retire. And when you take 62 and a half years and then trend that back and see how many people were born, it's just blatantly obvious where we're going. And the pre-war baby boom is what ran us up. We crashed in 5, 6, and 7, go back 62 years. That's 43, 44, 45. 4 million men left the country. Our birth rate falls off the map because nobody was here. Then the retirement centers blow up 62 years later. The baby boom started in 46 in earnest. In 2008, guess what? Everybody ticks up here. Money in motion starts going up, and it's all happening, and it's going to happen. But everybody pointed to the baby boomers and said it was 2000 to 2025, and what they missed are a couple dips in there due to two wars. And that's the base driver. And then in Florida, you've got agriculture and tourism to build on top of that as well.
So like I'm saying, I mean, there are some real fundamentals going on here, and we're seeing the inventory decline and so on. So it's really interesting. All right, we've got to wrap up here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Feel free to give us a call. Jeff, why don't you give your number real fast?
239-671-8248.
And Sandy, thanks for coming in, and hopefully we'll get you in again.
Absolutely.
And why don't you give your number?
Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure. The number's 239-595-0714.
All right, and I am Jeff Popick, 239-450-3000. You've been listening to Real Estate Best Buys. Catch us next week at the same time.
Join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for more Real Estate Best Buys, brought to you by the law offices of Mark L. Shapiro. In the meantime, if you need help buying or selling property anywhere in Collier County, be sure to call Jeff Popick of Marco Island Realty, 239-450-3000, 239-450-3000. And for all your real estate needs in Lee County, call Jeff Tamborillo of Steel Bridge Realty at 239-567-9838. That's 239-567-9838.